Monday, February the 16th. Washington's birthday observance. A letter from the BBC. A white oblong envelope with BBC in red fat letters. My name and address on the front. Could it be that they wanted my poems? Alas, no. But a letter from a bloke called John Tidyman. Here is what he wrote. Dear Adrian Mole, thank you for the poems which you sent to the BBC and which somehow landed up on my desk. I read them with interest, and taking into account your tender years, I must confess that they do show some promise. However, they are not of sufficient quality for us to consider including them in any of our current poetry programmes. Have you thought of offering them to your school magazine or to your local parish magazine, if you have one? If in future you wish to submit any of your work to the BBC, may I suggest you get it typed out and retain also a copy for yourself? The BBC does not normally consider submissions in handwritten manuscript form, and despite the neatness of presentation, I did have some difficulty in making out all of the words, particularly at the end of one poem entitled The Tap, where there was a rather nasty blotch which had caused the ink to run. A tea stain or a tear stain? A case of your tap runneth over? Since you wish to follow a literary career, I suggest you will need to develop a thick skin in order to accept many of the inevitable future rejections you may receive with good grace and the minimum of personal pain. With my best wishes to you for future literary efforts, and above all, good luck. Yours sincerely, John Tidyman. P.S. I enclose a poem by a certain John Knoll which appeared in this week's Times Literary Supplement. Is he a relation? It is very good. My mother and father were really impressed. I kept getting it out and reading it at school. I was hoping one of the teachers would ask to read it, but none of them did. Bert Baxter read it while I was doing his rotten washing up. He said they were all a load of drug addicts at the BBC. His brother-in-law's uncle once lived next door to a tea lady at Broadcasting House, so Bert knows all about the BBC. Pandora got 17 Valentine's Day cards. Nigel got 7. Even Barry Kent, whom everybody hates, got 3. I just smiled when everybody asked me how many I got. Anyway, I bet I'm the only person in the school to get a letter from the BBC. Tuesday, February the 17th. Barry Kent said he would do me over unless I gave him 25 pence every day. I told him that he was wasting his time demanding money with menaces from me. I never have any spare money. My mother puts my pocket money straight into my building society account and gives me 15 pence a day for a Mars bar. Barry Kent said I would have to give him my dinner money. I told him that my father pays it by cheque since it went up to 60 pence a day. But Barry Kent hit me in the ghoulies and walked off saying there's more where that came from. I have put my name down for a paper round. Wednesday, February the 18th. Full moon. Woke up with a pain in my ghoulies. Told my mother. She wanted to look, but I didn't want her to, so she said I would have to soldier on. She wouldn't give me a note excusing me from games, so I had to stumble around in the mud again. Barry Kent trod on my head in the scrum. Mr. Jones saw him and sent him off for an early shower. I wish I could have a non-painful illness so I could be excused games. Something like a weak heart would be all right. Fetch the dog from Grandma's. She has given it a shampoo and set. It smells like the perfume counter in Woolworths. I went to the spiritualist meeting with my grandma. It was full of dead old people. One madman stood up and said he had a radio inside his head which told him what to do. Nobody took any notice of him, so he sat down again. A woman called Alice Tonks started grunting and rolling her eyes about and talking to somebody called Arthur Mayfield. But my granddad kept quiet. My grandma was a bit sad, so when we got home I made her a cup of Horlicks. She gave me 50 pence, and I walked home with the dog. Started reading Animal Farm by George Orwell. I think I might like to be a vet when I grow up. Thursday, February the 19th. Prince Andrew born, 1960. It's all right for Prince Andrew. He is protected by bodyguards. He doesn't have Barry Kent nicking money off him. 50 pence gone just like that. I wish I knew karate. I would chop Barry Kent in his windpipe. It is quiet at home. My parents are not speaking to each other. Friday, February the 20th. Barry Kent told Miss Elf to get stuffed in geography today, so she sent him to Mr. Scruton to be punished. I hope he gets 50 lashes. I am going to make friends with Craig Thomas. He is one of the biggest third years. I bought him a Mars bar in break today. I pretended I felt sick and didn't feel like eating it myself. He said, "Tar, Moley." That is the first time he has spoken to me. If I play my cards right, I could be in his gang. Then Barry Kent wouldn't dare touch me again. My mother is reading another sex book. It is called The Second Sex by a frog writer called Simone de Beauvoir. She left it on the coffee table in the living room where anybody could have seen it, even my grandma.